The fifth meditation, the message of Jesus to each of us. Let us again this morning try to imagine Jesus coming right here into this room at this moment. And again, he looks at each one of us, and he has a personal message for each of us. What would it be? This is the last day of the Curcio weekend, so it resembles somewhat that last night that Jesus spent with his apostles in the upper room and on the way to Gethsemane before his leave-taking the next day, Good Friday. These Curcio days are very much like the precious days the apostles spent with Jesus. But finally the day came for Jesus to leave them. And so they were concerned, they were troubled. They were wondering what was going to happen to them. And Jesus comforts them. And we read this particularly in those chapters of John's Gospel, chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17. It's called the Loving Discourse of Jesus after the Last Supper. And I think we can personally apply to ourselves at this moment, as we come near the end of the Curcio weekend, that Jesus might very well say the same words to us today as he spoke to the apostles there in the upper room. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places, and I go to prepare a place for you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you and take you with me, that where I am, you also may be. In a little while, the world will see me no more, but you will see me as one who has life, and you also will have life. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him, and we will come and make our dwelling place with him. I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. Greater love than this no one can have than to lay down his life for his friends. And so I lay down my life for you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and appointed that you should go and bear much fruit. This, then, is the message of Jesus to each one of us this morning. He is appointing us to go out and to bear fruit. It was Jesus that brought each of us here this weekend, and now he wants us to go out and to bring him to others, and to bring others to him, to make a friend, be a friend, and bring a friend to Christ. He wants us now to give to others what he has so generously given to us, and thus we will bear much fruit, as Jesus promised the apostles there in the upper room. Jesus told them, and he tells us today, "And your fruit will remain. For he who remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. But if you remain in me, whatever you ask, I shall do. Have confidence. I have overcome the world." If therefore we wish to bear much fruit, if we wish to be successful in carrying out this mission that Jesus Christ is giving to us just as truly as he gave a similar mission to the apostles the night before he died, then we must take care to remain closely with him and in him. He who remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. And we remain in him through prayer, through daily prayer, spending time every day united with him. Without me, you can do nothing. But if you remain in me, whatever you ask, I shall do. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do, and even greater works. Why? Because I go to the Father, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Ask anything, and I will do it. Jesus is covering a lot of territory there. Ask anything in my name, and I will do it. He makes no exceptions. However, there is a condition. We must ask it in the name of Jesus. And what does that mean? Well, certainly it means more than throwing in the name Jesus when we pray for something. We ask this through Christ our Lord. To ask something in the name of Jesus means to ask it with the same attitude and the same disposition that Jesus had. It means to take on the same relationship of love with God the Father that Jesus had. And what was that relationship? Never to refuse God anything. I do always the things that please my Heavenly Father. If we have that kind of a disposition, then indeed we can ask anything in the name of Jesus, and it will be given. Just as we never refuse God anything, so we can expect that God will not refuse us. This explains why the great saints were so powerful when they prayed and were able to obtain so much, because they never refused God, and so God never refused them. Jesus, in speaking to the apostles the night before he died, warned them that it would not be easy. No servant is greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If you want to be my disciple, you must take up your cross each day and follow me. So, the road ahead will not always be easy. We can expect some disappointments, some failures. We can expect opposition, misunderstanding, even persecution, and just possibly even death. But we must love the Lord Jesus so much that we are willing to follow him all the way, even to death. These things I have spoken to you, says Jesus, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. We read the lives of the great saints, and particularly the martyrs who laid down their life for Jesus during those early centuries, and we find that they went to their death. They underwent suffering with great joy. And this is true. When we are united with Jesus, even the bodily pains and other sufferings that we might endure, they no longer really hurt us, in the sense they no longer take away that inner peace and that inner joy that comes from being united with God and with Jesus Christ. In the 17th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus offers a beautiful prayer for his apostles. I would like for you, when you get home this evening or sometime this week, to read that 17th chapter of John's Gospel and try to imagine those words being spoken to God for you, that Jesus is praying those same words for you today and each day as he prayed them for the apostles there on Holy Thursday evening. Father, sanctify them in the truth. I will that where I am, they also may be. I pray that they all may be one, as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee, that they may be one in us. These 3 days of the Curcio weekend have been what might be called a mountaintop experience. In that sense, it would be similar to the experience that Peter, James, and John had on Mount Tabor at the time of the Transfiguration. We are told that when Peter awakened and saw Jesus and Moses and Elijah there, that he wanted to keep them. He wanted to stay there on the mountaintop. And so he offered to build 3 tents to keep Jesus and Elijah and Moses there. But the voice of the Heavenly Father came from heaven, reminding the apostles that this was not the time to stay on the mountaintop, that there was work for all of them to do. And the same is true with us. Jesus is sending us forth this evening to carry on the work that he has begun, namely to share with others something of the same love that God has shared with us today. We are therefore being asked to leave the mountaintop, to go back down into the valley, and there to continue the work of Jesus Christ in the world today, in our families, in our community, in every person that we meet the rest of our life. This is the end of the 5th meditation.